Fudge is only waiting for a man to come her way. She has been waiting 80 years for Mr. Maple, but he doesn't know that she is waiting too. It's nothing new. Mr. Maple gets up early every morning, cooks his breakfast all alone. The house is cold, he needs a woman's hand to comfort him in his reclining years. He overhears the people on the street, they pass him by and sort of snicker. In his younger years he should have been a little quicker. In the hand of someone he could love, but who's to judge if he'll ever have a meeting with Miss Fudge? Miss Fudge's hopes were fading that a man would come her way. She had been darning no one's socks. When the years crept up, the misery just slowly pushed her on. And now she's gone. Mr. Maple's life alone was just too much for him to bear. And in his heart he knew that there would never be a someone there to comfort him. At times he cried, and then he died. But everything is better now, they're both at last together. The question now is answered for all those who wondered whether they each at last have found a friend. And if they did misjudge, their tombstones side by side read Maple Fudge.